If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Here we go! Welcome. It's our number one as we spiral down the pod format. And here in hour number one. I get asked, you know, you do an overnight show. Why do you do an overnight show? And my response is, no, we don't do an overnight show. We record the podcast overnight, and you, as a podcast listener, get to hear all of the pod fun. So here in hour number one, the Cowboys letting Dakota Prescott play out his contract. Are you in or out on this? Also, how do you process the NFL's new kickoff rule? They've stolen it from the XFL. Dan Campbell says he's excited. He's a Lions coach. He's excited about the new kickoff rule. Do you believe him? We'll talk about that and much more right now. Here it is, our number one.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Standing down. Well, maybe. Possibly. Welcome in the beginning of another night of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere. Constituents, as we spin the wheel of fortune, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and irresistibly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the Advocate Chairs. We play Devil's Advocate under the cover of darkness. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So we're going to take advantage of the week here. The league meetings taking place this week in Florida. They're wrapping up soon. They might have already wrapped up. I saw the commissioner was speaking. So there's some good stuff. We must take advantage of it because there will be times there is none of that. So our lead this hour coming from kind of the heart of Texas, the fun zone that is the mind of Jerry Jones. As Jerry's World, fun for all ages, come one, come all. Now, if you've not heard the latest on this, the daily stylings of the Cowboys, every day there's something new. So 2024, if you believe, if you didn't see this, maybe you missed it, I'll give you the thumbnail recap here. I'm not going to give you the full Monty. I'll give you the thumbnail recap. So the the way I have interpreted the story is that the drama is being raised up because 2024 will be Dak Prescott's final year with the star on his helmet. Yes, that is right. Big story coming out of the owners' meetings, or league meetings, rather, in Florida. And the story is that Dak Prescott and the Cowboys are at loggerheads, that there will not be a new contract for Dak Prescott. They have, I love the reporting, they have a, quote, mutual understanding. Okay. I've had that with bosses I've had in radio, too. They don't want to pay me. So they're like, we have an understanding. I want more money. No, you suck. You're not getting any more money. So that is the story right now. And the reason that this is kind of a big deal, state-run NFL media, the NFL Network, telling us that this clears the path for Dak Prescott to become an unrestricted free agent. Oh, the drama! Woohoo! So line up for Dak Prescott there. He would be an unrestricted free agent. Obviously not this year. He's got another year in his contract, but in 2025. All right, so the reason why that is, we are told, is because there's a clause that Dak's people put in there. The Cowboys cannot franchise tag Dak Prescott. So he'll play out the contract, and that's it. It's done at the end of the year. They can't franchise tag him. So let us discuss the question. The Cowboys letting Dakota Prescott play out his contract. Are you in or out on this? Are you in or out on this? So, listen, I've got Lando Lakes, Saskatoon Berry Pie, and Stepping Stones. And we will combine all of these. I know they don't make sense, but they're going to make sense. I'll make them all make sense. All right, so first of all, to answer the question, are we in or out on the Cowboys letting Dak Prescott play out the season and then enter the market? Have you not been listening over the years? Hello, how many monologues have we done? This should have happened 5 years ago, at least 5 years ago. This should have happened before the pandemic. Like, what are the Cowboys been doing? We are in like Flynn. That's an old actor. We hope that Jerry Jones, and I have no skin in the game on this, but we hope that Jerry Jones sticks to his guns and follows through on this, because I have a sneaking suspicion that he won't, that we're going to get a story between now and the start of the year. Well, the Cowboys have decided to, they want to keep Dak around, and they've reached a compromise. I see that in my crystal ball for the Cowboys. But that shouldn't happen, right? The proper way to handle this, if you're the Dallas Cowboys, if there's a grown-up in the room, and we don't know if there is, but if there is a grown-up in the room, Dakota should play out the year, and then that's it. And the way it would work, Dakota Prescott, how many times does he have to show you who he is before you believe who he is? He is like a stick of Lando Lakes butter. And it's pretty good. You like the butter, solid butter, right? Land O'Lakes butter. Fine against the mid opponent, the bad opponent the Cowboys play a lot of them. And then when he plays a better opponent, that butter melts. And we see it in the playoffs and big regular season games. Dak Prescott has been historically terrible in big games. And it's absurd that he has continued to be the Cowboy quarterback. It is historic. When I say historically terrible as Cowboy quarterback, check this out. Since 1980, that is almost 45 years ago. Amazing factoid. It's going to blow your mind. This factoid is going to blow your mind. So if you go back almost 45 years since 1980, how many quarterbacks have started as long as Dak Prescott and not gotten their team to a Super Bowl? The answer is one. The answer is one. Ken Anderson of the Bengals back in the day, the only quarterback to be with his team as the starter for more consecutive seasons than Dakota Prescott before going to the Super Bowl for the first time. And that was his 10th season in 1981. I believe Dak Prescott, if I'm wrong, I might be wrong on this, I think he's going into his ninth year next season, his ninth season in a row as the starting quarterback for the Cowboys. So your position should be, let's not worry about Dak Prescott leaving. Let's not worry about that. And the other thing is, Jerry Jones has an ace up his sleeve. He does. He's got, or somebody else up his sleeve. But I believe it's an ace. Maybe a king, king of diamonds. I don't know. But what he's got here is location, location, location. That's the key, all right? Dak loves playing for the Cowboys. Why wouldn't you? It's got all the perks, one of the great, in this massive world of professional sports, the multi-billion dollar business, the Cowboys, in terms of glamour, glitz and glamour, are at the top. And if you don't believe me, just ask their fans, the annoying Cowboy fans, who will remind you of that. But it's got all the perks, right? You don't enjoy as many fringe benefits playing for the Titans or the Saints. You don't. Now, if Dak Prescott played out the year, which should happen, and then entered the market, it's like, okay, we'll see what happens after that. But Dak Prescott, if you're the Cowboys, if he goes out there and doesn't play like a choking dog, doesn't need the Heimlich maneuver, you don't have to call 911 to get paramedics to resuscitate him in big games, and the Cowboys actually do something, which won't happen, but if they did, just play along, then Jerry Jones will pay him, right? He'll pay him. If he stops wilting under pressure, Jerry will cut him one of those big cartoon-sized checks, and that'll be that. All right, now, we pivot to the rules of the game. The rules of the game. The NFL, while you were not paying attention, completely overhauled the kickoff. Now, they got rid of the kickoff for all intents and purposes years ago. It's been irrelevant. It's been neutered. The kickoff has been neutered. One of the most exciting plays in sports. The anticipation, the kickoff, the blocking, sitting in the upper deck and seeing the blocking and seeing the path for the kick returner to take it to the end zone. Amazing, amazing to watch as a observer. So, of course, they got rid of that because players got hurt. And so now they're really gotten rid of it. The NFL completely saying sayonara to the kickoff. The owners voted to approve what they're calling the hybrid version of the kickoff rule. It passed 29-3. The only teams that said ixnay on the kickoff A were the Packers, the Raiders. I think the Raiders just vote no on everything. And then the 49ers. They were the ones that said no. So how do you process the NFL, this new XFL hybrid-style kickoff rule? So the first word I have for this is unnecessary. Right? Just get rid of it. You don't like it, just get rid of it. They think this is some kind of compromise. I watched the clips over and over again because I have no life, number one, and I was trying to understand. I don't watch the XFL. I watched the XFL back in the old days when the WWE was running it with Vince McMahon, who's now been sent out to pasture. But I didn't watch the XFL recently, so I was like, what the hell? What is this Fugazi thing with this kickoff? So I watched it, and it's pretty complicated. Now, we'll get used to it at some point, right? We'll get used to it. But there's this weird static part of it that at the start of it, you can't move. The ball is kicked. You have to stay there. It's very odd. It appears to be a glitch. And the NFL, what they should have done is eaten some Saskatoon berry pie, Canada's finest, and copied the CFL. What the CFL has, just adopt the CFL 5-yard rule. There's a magical force field. There's a force field around you in the Canadian Football League, and it's almost as good as the poutine. No player can be within 5 yards of the returner when he catches the ball. So you get a 5-yard head start as the kick returner. If you enter the zone, the 5-yard zone, there's a 10-yard penalty that is handed out. It's simple. It's not gimmicky. It looks normal. But God forbid you do that. You can't give a break to the great Canadian people. How dare you? All right, now, last word here. Speaking of the kickoff, briefly, Lions coach Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell said that the unknowns are why a number of people are concerned about the kickoff. And even though only 3 teams voted against it, there were other teams that had concerns. And so the Lions coach said the unknowns of the kickoff rule have people, as he said, a little spooked. Used to, that I'm kind of tying this all together, but a little spooked, right? And so he says he's excited about it. Dan Campbell says he's excited about it. So do you believe Dan Campbell that he's excited? So on this one, I do. I'm going to go yes on this. And the reason I'm going to go yes on this one is because Dan Campbell is the typical motivational meathead type coach. He's actually better than Robert Saleh, who's not even a meathead. He's just, I don't know, he's like Tony Robbins light. But Dan Campbell is looking to turn obstacles into stepping stones, right? That's the whole mindset. And it makes sense. Like, if you're going into this, if you're an NFL coach and you just have your underlings, you don't actually do this because you're making the big money, but you have your underlings watch a bunch of film of the Houston Roughnecks and the Seattle Sea Dragons and the Vegas Vipers and all those other teams and see the ones that were good at the kickoff. There's going to be somebody in the XFL that was good. This isn't just copy what they were doing. And Campbell continues to be upbeat. He's got that infectious personality, optimistic persona, and all that. It is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to chime in, speakeasy rules are in effect, but that means all the lines are wide open. If you're smart enough, if you're not a dummy, and like Otani with his money, and you can figure out how to call up, the number is readily available. We don't give it out, because we give it out, we get the drunkards that call up. So we try to avoid that. Except occasionally we do newbie night, and then all bets are off on newbie night. So we might have to do another one of those soon. Anyway, lines are open. You can give us a call. Also on X, if you don't want to sit on hold and you want to have your voice heard, follow me on X at Ben Maller, and we may read your comments on the air. And it's a big night because coming up later on, if you're with us on the full red eye journey into the night, we will have the second edition of, are we calling this now the Queen of Hearts with Lorraine? Is that what we're calling it, the Queen of Hearts? Is that?
Yes, for now that is good.
Okay. Now, do you need content? Do you need people to send questions?
I do have a backup content if no one calls in. Okay. I based it off of last week's question.
Okay. But you can also do some questions on X, like people can send questions.
Yes, I would love that.
But we're going to do this in the fourth segment of hour three. So, right? That's the plan.
We got time.
We have plenty of time. And you're a love expert, Lorena. You've given out much advice to men over the years, and women, right?
And I've been in love 10 times over, Ben.
10 times? Oh, my God, Lorena. Man. All right, well, she'll give you advice if you want, so that'll be coming up in hour number three. So the latest on the life and times of Shohei Ohtani. Is there a vow of silence in the Ohtani story? What is that all about? People asking a lot of questions. There's not a lot of answers. We know Shohei doesn't like answering questions. He gave a sermon, but no questions. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week, we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The Ben Maller Show is a collaborative effort. You're invited to communicate with those of us on this side of the microphones. You can follow your host on X. He's at Ben Maller. And you can post at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason, your news guy, your announcer guy. I'm at Eddie on Fox.
Now, I feel like smoking some Mary Jane right now.
And now live from the TireRack.com. That comes later. Now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Is weed legal in Japan where Coop is?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I'm sure he knows. I'm being told it is not legal, so this might be a problem. How will Coop survive his Japanese excursion without the weed?
Yeah, and he doesn't want to be bringing it in and out of the country.
No.
Well,
it's better in Japan than in Russia.
It is indeed illegal to sell or possess cannabis in Japan.
Man.
But it is legal to get high on it.
Oh, that's ironic.
Interesting.
That's like some Houdini stuff.
How do you do that?
just secondhand smoke or something, I guess.
How long is he gone for? A couple weeks?
2 months. I don't know. I have no idea. I thought he was back next week, but I'm told he's not.
I'm sure the withdrawals are kicking in now.
Well, I knew it would be at least a week, maybe two.
What's the closest country to Japan that weed is legal to? There's a good question. I don't know. Is it like a weed map, like a big map of weed where you can go and figure out where to
I'm
go?
I'm sure you can find that on the internet.
You can find anything on the
It's a magical place.
Yeah, I mean, there's some, like, it's weird. Like, China, I've had friends that have gone there, and they say you can get pretty much anything you want, but it's all illegal. But you can get whatever your heart desires there. So
when I went to Guatemala, there was men on the sidewalk who were like, come over here. Let me give you. I'm like, I don't trust it. I just don't trust it. But, you know, there's people trying to shove it in your
good
face.
Good job, Laura.
Good decision on that.
I said no. Say no
probably
to street drugs.
Yeah.
It's legal in Thailand. You get some Thai stick there.
All right, so we'll get Coop a flight to Thailand, and then he'll be good. Yeah. This nincompoop, our guy, Supermarket Steve, says it's March 26th, into the 27th, and Ben is leading the show with a Dak Prescott cowboy monologue, he says, for something that might not happen in another year. Well, no, the story's out right now. He then wanted us to talk about an NBA story. He misspelled Dak's name. He misspelled the quarterback of the Cowboys' name. And I'm supposed to listen to this halfwit?
Did he use a C?
He used a C. What is he, Doink the Clown over there? What's wrong with him? I mean, learn how to spell, you loser. Let's go to the phones. And we'll say hello to, here's a blast in the past. I got to get this guy on right away, Eddie. Because he's got better things to do than call us. From the great state of Rhode Island, our longtime friend, Red Breast Paul. Hello, Red Breast Paul!
Benjamin, I miss you, man.
No, Paul.
I really do.
We need more. Paul.
Where have you been?
He's retired now.
So what?
Fox made me famous. You know, that's me, you know? And it was Cavaldi and whatever the other guy is. When I called up and it stayed locked on the air, you know that's me. Listen. Yeah.
All right.
I got to tell you.
So
this.
You're a drop. Congratulations. You are a drop. You have reached the big time. That is the pinnacle of overnight sports radio when you become a drop. Only a few people can become drops. But you, Paul, have crossed over the Rubicon and become a drop. Congratulations.
Okay. Listen, I apologize, but I sleep a different pattern now. I used to get out at 1 in the morning and stay up with you. You know, and let you fart on my junk. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm not.
What was that?
Well, with all due respect, you're not my type. So I don't know that I'm interested in that.
Listen, I've been married 39 years. And
you might need something after that. Yeah. But I hear you, man. I hear you. Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something. You're happily married. And I see you on weekends here in Boston Sports on that show you have on here. Listen.
Well, it's not on right now. It's the offseason. But thank you for watching, Paul. I appreciate that. NBC Sports Boston. Benny versus the Penny. Yeah.
That's right, baby.
That's right. Yeah.
Listen, Ben, I'm a little disappointed with this new rule of the kickoff.
Oh, yeah. I knew you'd have a take on this, Paul. I knew you'd have a take on this ridiculous kickoff thing. How dumb is this?
It's 100 years old, and you can't grab points now. Now, what happens if the player fumbles the ball and he miscatches it, what happens is he has a chance to pick up the ball again. And that's not good for points.
No, you should not be able to pick up the ball if you drop the ball. You should have to not be able. Now, Paul, what's going on with your Red Sox there, Paul? The season is going to begin tomorrow.
My Red Sox are cheap. My Patriots are cheap. But I have.
But you're not cheap, right, Paul? You're a big tipper. You're not a cheap guy, right? When you go out to dinner with the wife.
No, I work at the casino. I made a living in tips.
What was the biggest tip you ever got, Paul, when you were working at the casino? What was the biggest tip?
Let me see. If somebody wins $80,000, they gave me $1,000 on a slot machine.
On slots, yeah. That's not bad.
Well, you know what happens is they put $6,000 in to get $8,000. And that's it. That's the gambling.
Well, most people put $6 in and get nothing. That's usually what they. You know,
You got to move around. You can't lock yourself on a machine.
So that's the key. The slot machine. You got to move around to different slot machines.
Watch other people play high, and then you want to play a little lower, and then you move in. You know, it's all about the rotary inside that machine, and you never know you never know when that machine is ready to give. Leapfrogging around
I do know, Paul, from my years of studying gambling, that the reason there are so many slot machines in the casino is that's the biggest money maker for the casinos. It's not the poker table or the sports book or any of the card game. That's the biggest money maker, the slot machines.
Well, the slot machines is this. Well, it used to be 4,500 machines here in Rhode Island in my casino. But what happens is, people have their favor machines, and they religiously play the same machines, the same machine. But if you play different machines and watch other people play high, and then when they leave, you go in and, you know.
I think that's a game. High-low, I believe, is also a game. High-low.
Oh, by the way. By the way, and if a table is loaded, you should all never play in the end of the table. Play in the middle of the table. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, don't go to the end of the table. One in or two in, you know?
I got you. All right, I got to go, Paul. You got to call me more often, though. Can you make a deal once a month at least, Paul? Check in, yes?
Yeah, you know what? I will.
All
because
right.
Because Benjamin, listen.
Oh, yes. Oh,
listen.
Only my dad used to call me Benjamin.
Yes,
or my mom. What?
Can you tell your boss to get Formula One on Fox One?
Well, yes, I am. I'm going to call Rupert. Yes, I will make
Shapiro.
A call. Yeah. Oh, Shapiro. Okay, I'll call Shapiro. Yes. All right. Thank you. Go away. All right. There's Paul.
I don't think he has any pull with that either.
No, I got a lot. I got a lot of pull.
Oh yeah.
I'll send him a text right now. I'll say, "Hey Scott, listener's always right. Listener wants F1 on Fox Sports Radio. That's big." Big, 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 big. So this Ohtani story took another twist. It's not getting a lot of attention, which is odd to me because it seems like it's the biggest story in sports right now, but there is some new information out on that. Also, a major pop culture story has a sporty twist. We will get to that as well, that story. Do you see, Eddie, that Diddy is in some trouble there?
I did.
Yeah, well, there's a sports angle to that story.
I saw that.
I was told by a... a boss years ago. You can talk about anything you want to in sports radio. Just bring it through the sports window. So we're going to bring it through the sports window is what we're going to do. We'll do that. But right now, let's get you caught up on everything going on in the overnight. And two games of note. Garcia.
Oh, thank you, Ben. We start, though, with news from the NFL as owners have approved a hybrid kickoff rule for the coming season. Any kickoff that ends up in the landing zone, that's between the goal line and the 20-yard line, must be returned.
Now, the landing zone at my house always was a toilet, Eddie, but I think this is not the toilet. I don't think this is...
All right. Thank you for sharing that.
This is a high-class show, Eddie. I know.
I don't believe this is the toilet.
Sirius Sean would have liked that, but he's got Harmon Hornswoggle in the hallway right now. So,
well, he's going to be hanging out with me for, you know, like 7 hours. So he can hang out with Harmon for
a little bit. The whole night, huh?
Touchbacks will be marked at the 30-yard line. No fair catches allowed. No fair catches.
You cannot. You've got to man up. You've got to return it. Don't be a wuss. Come on.
No surprise onside kicks will be allowed. You have to declare you're going to have an onside kick.
I'm declaring my onside kick.
That is correct. Got to do that. So, all right.
Stupid.
We'll be interesting to see this going forward.
These guys are idiots. They're rich idiots, but they're idiots.
Yeah. In the NBA, just four games. Had quite an interesting game in Milwaukee. No LeBron James, but the Lakers rallied down 19 in the fourth quarter, force overtime, and then another overtime before finally pulling out a 128-124. Yeah. Double OT win over the Bucks.
That guy, market guy, Steve or whatever his name, he's got his Laker overalls on. He's so excited here. Supermarket Steve. He's so excited.
No, those are, I'm sure, very fashionable.
Yeah, his wife likes him.
Yeah. Anthony Davis, 34 points, 23 rebounds. Austin Reeves, a triple-double, 29 points, 14 boards, 10 assists for L.A. Thunder beat the Pelicans in New Orleans, 119-112. Oklahoma City moving a half game back vital Denver for that top spot in the Western Conference. Warriors down the Heat in Miami, 113-92. Mavericks over the Kings in Sacramento, 132-96. And in the NHL, you have the Rangers getting by the Flyers, 6-5 in overtime. New York becoming the first team in the NHL to clinch a playoff spot. Now back to Ben Maller, the TireRack.com, Fox Sports Radio Studios. What are you doing wandering around? What's going on over there? I see you wandering around.
I was trying to get a pen. I was trying to get my lucky pen, but you didn't. I guess there's not a lot going on. So I didn't have time to walk over to my bag, which is over here, and I couldn't get my pens. I'll have to wait to get
What do you want to write down? What do you need to jot down? Are you doodling like Jerry Jones?
The 20,000 commercials that we have to do here.
Got to pay those bills, man.
I love them. I've done this show. We had no commercials. I'd much rather have a million commercials.
Amen.
I tell management, give me more commercials. More. I just want the filler to be when I'm doing monologues. That's all I want. Hey, but just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. Kevin writes and says, Otani sounds like one of my buddies hiding his betting from his wife. It wasn't me. It was my best friend. I just paid for him because he's so bad at betting and he's my bro and all. So actually, he stole it from me. He stole $5 million from me and I didn't even notice. Yeah, they're doubling down on the Otani's a dummy angle. But it's getting more interesting because there's a valve sense. Now, Otani was too afraid to answer any questions. He gave a sermon to the media the other day. But there's some new information out because the representative, you think the lawyers for Otani would be able to talk, right? You say, oh, Otani can't talk because he can incriminate himself. But the lawyers could talk. They know what to say and what not to say. So the reps, the lawyers for Otani, were asked a basic question. Basic question about which authorities they contacted. Did you contact the IRS? Did you contact the FBI? Who did you contact? They claimed the allegation of theft. That's Otani's defense. I was the victim of a crime here from his former interpreter. So when asked to provide just basic proof that Otani or the lawyers for Otani contacted the investigative agency, which agency was it? They declined comment. No comment. That's the easiest question to answer. If you did it, you just say, I contacted the FBI. That's it. Couldn't answer it. Why can't they answer it? Why wouldn't they answer? Why, if he's really the victim of a crime, like he says, why wouldn't you not want to announce? Listen, I contacted the FBI. They'll get to the bottom of this. But no. Now, the Department of Homeland Security that grabs my junk every time I go on a plane, they said, the metal detector goes haywire when I walk through the
thing. You don't say.
They pull me to the side and said, would you like to go in the back room? Ah, no, do it in front of everyone. That's fine. Touchy-feely. Anyway, Otani's claim is that, hey, we contacted somebody. Department of Homeland Security confirming to a media outlet that it is working with the IRS to investigate the former interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara, but they did not specify whether it was looking into Otani's allegation of theft. And there's been this ongoing investigation, so they would not say either, but you'd think Otani's lawyers would be able to say it, but they refused. Why would they refuse? What are you doing? You're just making it worse for yourself. If you're being honest, you got nothing to worry about. Let's go to Big Daddy. Man, a couple of legends back-to-back and belly-to-belly. Big Daddy is in Memphis, Tennessee. Hello, Big Daddy.
Say hello to all my fans and all my constituents. Yeah, you know what time it is. I'm glad to get up in here. I'm able to get in here, you know, with all your other callers. But about time for Dad to get on out of there. Getting ridiculous. You've been around here this long, man. I doubt we're going to win 6 games next year. Everybody leaving. That don't make no sense. You're just trading off all the players. And P. Diddy, ooh, man, he looked bad today. Walking around, ooh, man, he looked real bad.
Yeah. Did you see, we'll do it right now, Big Daddy, that there's a sports angle to this. One of the guys that I was reading this in the tabloids. I think I read this in the Daily Mail. So sue them, don't sue me. But one of his drug mules was a former Syracuse basketball player. How about that? The alleged drug mule.
Everyone hanging out with Carmelo. You know, Melo from Syracuse.
Guy was arrested at the airport, one of the airports. I don't think it was the big airport. I think it was one of the smaller airports in Miami on Monday. And he was carrying Diddy's pills, weed, cocaine, and other drugs. Okay.
Yeah. Well, he better take everything, and they're gonna get him 50 cents on that. So he got a documentary for him.
Now, is he still in the country, or has he fled the country? Is he still hanging out, Diddy? He hasn't been charged. Hasn't been arrested.
They say he got whiff of what was going on, and he took a plane ride out somewhere, way out somewhere.
He was googling which country does not have extradition to the United States for $1,000, but has palm trees and bright blue water.
Hey, he's doing the same thing. Russell Simmons, you know Russell Simmons over there in Dubai. He got allegations on him too.
Oh, I did not. Is he hanging out in Dubai now? Oh man.
Yeah.
I did not realize that.
No, I don't know if they can bring him back, but
it's hard to keep track of this, but I know he's not in jail. Diddy's not in jail, but the guy that used to do, what was the guy that did the song for the NCAA tournament? He's in jail, right? That guy's in jail. You know that song, the Shining, what was the guy's name? You guys are no help. Shining Moment or whatever it was.
I don't know who he is, but I know they're going to get Trey Songz too. He's doing a Bill Cosby.
He's up next? Is that on your big board?
Not Trey Songz.
I'm going to say this here.
He said it. Big Daddy said it. He's a made man. What?
Hey, it's a lady said one time she met Trey Songz. She shook his hand. When she woke up, all she saw was him zipping up his pants. They're going to get Trey Songz too, man. They after all of them.
All right. Well, you've just broken the heart of Lorraine. She's very upset here. Yeah, she's not happy.
All right,
go back to work.
Get out of here.
Yeah. What was the guy's name, Lee? Did you find the guy's name?
If this is the right guy, David Barrett?
No, it's not David. Okay. You just accused David Barrett of one. It was not. It was there was a different rendition. What is this guy's name? Didn't he go to? You have no idea, Eddie. He was from Chicago. Eddie thinks he knows. Eddie's,
I mean, Luther Vandross sang it at one time.
No, nah, it wasn't him.
Well, he's dead, so it definitely wasn't him.
Well, he's definitely not in jail then. I don't think they keep you in jail if you're dead. I think they kick you out of jail. They put you in the ground.
Well, Weed Man, and we'll see.
Oh, yes, Weed Man's still in jail?
Gotta be.
Oh, really? Oh, man, you know he'd call us right when he got out, he'd call us there.
God, wasn't Russell Simmons apparently is in Bali. I'm not sure where that's at, but he's apparently in Bali.
According to Big Daddy, he's in Dubai.
Yeah, Big Daddy doesn't know what he's talking about.
Oh, man. God, what was the... I'm trying to think of the damn guy's... I can't think of the guy's name. Something was the NCAA basketball tournament, and he was singing... I thought it was One Shining Moment. Maybe I got it completely wrong.
It's not Zach Bryan? No.
No. Yeah. All right. Well,
this is good.
This is quality.
I call that a brain fart.
Yeah. Oh, you're no help. I swear, the guy that was doing it was in.
Well, these clues are as good as your clues in Mallory's Mountain of Money.
I was gonna say, what kind of clues were these?
Well, no, they had to ban a song. They couldn't play it anymore because of this guy got in trouble.
R. Kelly.
Oh yeah, R. Kelly.
That's who you. Oh yeah, him.
Yes.
Yes.
He was, doing whatever.
Should we do a band?
R. Kelly did One Shining Moment?
Yeah. Didn't R. Kelly do One Shining Moment? You guys are no help.
I don't think so.
I swear he did. Hold on. There was one. God.
God, this is a disaster.
No, this is not a disaster. No, we're gonna get to the bottom of this. We are going to get to the bottom of this. All right? We are going to get to the bottom of this. Let's see. There's a guy. Let's see here. I'll find it. I'm not going to find it right now, but I'm going to find it. And I know somebody knows the answer.
I mean, they did have to stop doing I Believe I Can Fly.
Oh, is that it? Okay, maybe that was. I got the songs mixed up. But I was right.
It's quite the mix-up.
That's not a mix-up. It was a tournament. It was Joaquin, R. Kelly.
Lordy, lordy, lordy. Let's do it.
I was right. It was. I got the song wrong, but I got the artist. The artist was right.
Man.
I was right. You were no help. Don't blame me, Eddie. You were no help. You're supposed to bail me out. You were no help. Stuff,
you are clueless.
Oh, stop. I knew the guy went to jail. You didn't even know that. I know more than you.
I know that R. Kelly went to jail.
You couldn't name him.
He had nothing to do with One Shining Moment.
I got the song wrong. But it was they played the other. They played the song during the
point is
the point is they played the song during the tournament. That's the point. One of his songs, and they had to stop doing that. That's the point. Anyway,
Eddie spit all over me.
Yeah. Now we will press on. Time now for the Who Am I game. We'll go to the tournament for this. I am 11-3 against the spread in the NCAA tournament. That is the highest against the spread winning percentage for a coach, minimum 10 games in the modern era.
Who?
Of the tournament, which goes back to 1979. Again, I have an 11-3 record. That's a 790 winning percentage against the spread in the March Madness men's basketball tournament. Highest against the spread win percentage for a coach, minimum 10 games in the seeding era. Modern era since 1979. Who am I? The answer next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts,
you dare.
This is the greatest show on overnight audio earth. It's even better when you join our curious world. We would be appreciative to have you. You'll get to co-mingle with fellow Maller Militia members on Facebook and Instagram. It's just a few clicks away. Just like our page. Go to Facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And on Instagram, it's at Ben Maller on Fox. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller. Oh, I think retrieved his pen.
Not my lucky pen. This is a number two pen. That number one pen is still somewhere in the bag.
Well, it should be in a place. If it's your lucky pen, it should be in a special place.
It's a big bag. I have a big bag. I don't know why I have such a big bag. Time now for the Who Am I game. And just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. The game, the Who Am I game, I pretend to be somebody else, and you have to try to answer who I am. Thus, we call it the Who Am I game. We go to college basketball. I have an 11-3 record against the spread in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. That's the highest record against the gambling line winning percentage for any coach, minimum 10 games, and that's in the modern era since they went with the extended seeding back in 1979. Benito, the long-suffering Cowboy fan, says Coach Carter is the answer. Maller Prop Guy says the singer that you were trying to think of was clearly Carl Lewis. Took too many steroids and could enhance his technical or his vocal technique, Maller Prop Guy says. Field of Green going with Lute Olson. Batman, guessed by the Cowboy Killer. Larry Eustace from Late Night Drug Tester. That's a homer pick in Montana. Josh is going with Mark Few as his answer. Adrian, the pokey, pokey, pokey guy, is going with the Privileged Ditty as the answer. Mr. Hat from Milkman Mike in Colorado. One Shining Moment was the answer from HL. Who else do we have? Page down. Patches O'Hallahan and the Average Joe's Gym from the Sawman in Mississippi. Who else do we have? The great John Thompson, guessed by Justin in Cincinnati. It's a nice photo there. John passed away a couple years ago. Thad Mata from Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. Ray Finkel from Euphemia in Chicago. The King Rory going with Madonna as the answer. And Brian got it right. Bad job by him. How dare you cheat? You're not supposed to cheat. Mason in Huntington Beach is the guy who did the basketball song and is now in jail. John Tesh. Whatever happened to John Tesh? Is he still doing stuff? Is he still working, John Tesh? I don't know.
Remember, he's doing infomercials now.
He hosted that entertainment show, right?
Entertainment Tonight.
Entertainment Tonight. Back when people watched Entertainment Tonight. Lamont Butler, guessed by Steve, the misplaced San Diegan. Double O Mexican in San Diego went with Shrek as his answer. Who else we have? Shane from Des Moines said 50-goal scorer Zach Hyman. He said there of the Oilers. I don't know if that's actually right. Manute Bol from Rob in Minnesota. Page down. Scorpio Niner sent R. Kelly song in. Lizzo, guessed by Kevin. Clark Kent from Chip and the Q's. All right, Eddie, do you have an answer, Eddie? It's the always popular Who Am I game. 11-3 record against the spread in the NCAA tournament. That's the highest winning percentage, 79%, 790 in the actual percent, for any coach, minimum 10 games in the seeding era that goes back to 1979.
I'm going to go with former Michigan State legend Judd Heathcote.
I remember Judd Heathcote. Little guy, Judd Heathcote, if I remember correctly. That is incorrect. Remember there was a point all the coaches kind of looked like similar. They're a little guy, like Rolly Massimino, little guy, right? No? You don't remember that?
Yeah, I remember those coaches. I don't know that they all looked alike.
I think they looked similar. In my memory, they looked all the... There was like one coach, they wore a sport coat and a tie. Anyway, the correct answer from UConn, Dan Hurley. Who knew that he would be more famous than Bobby Hurley, his brother that was a star at Duke back in the day? Dan Hurley, big time college coach.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.